with a little door. In the door there was a golden key, and when she turned it the door sprang open, and there sat an old lady spinning away very busily.
"Why, how now, good mother?" said the princess. "What are you doing there?"
"Spinning," said the old lady, and nodded her head, humming a tune, while buzz went the wheel.
"How prettily that little thing turns round," said the princess, and took the spindle and began to try and spin.
But scarcely had she touched it before the fairy's prophecy was fulfilled. The spindle wounded her, and she fell down lifeless on the ground. However, she was not dead, but had only fallen into a deep sleep, and the king and the queen, who had just come home, and all their court, fell asleep too, and the horses slept in the stables, and the dogs in the court, the pigeons on the housetop, and the very flies slept upon the walls. Even the fire in the hearth left off blazing, and went to sleep. The jack stopped, and the spit that was turning about with a goose upon it for the king's dinner stood still. And the cook, who was at that moment pulling the kitchen boy by the hair to give him a box on the ear for something he had done amiss, let him go, and both fell asleep. The butler, who was slyly tasting the ale, fell asleep with the jug at his lips, and thus everything stood still and slept soundly. A large hedge of thorns soon grew round the